Well, I try not to get into it. I got some cool relatives in Cleveland, but I got this one though, my niece. And boy, I be trying to talk to my niece. As much as I know about men, and I can help you with men if you just listen. My niece don't listen to nothing I got to say. My niece just a ghetto. My niece 25 years old. My niece got 5 kids. 5 different daddies. Yeah. Now, if you in here and you in that same situation, just untighten your butt. This joke ain't about you. I saw a couple people. I suppose this gonna be funny too. No, is this just about my niece? And I just try, I don't, when she calls, I just hit the panic button because Lord, I don't wanna hear it. I got the numbers blocked. So one day the phone rang. Now, every city got new area codes because it's just too many. So Cleveland also got like a 46 something, 469 or 467, I don't know, but it rang. I didn't recognize it. So I picked up the phone. I said, "Bring," I said, "Hello? Hey, Uncle Steve." Fuck! She said, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm fine." I said, "What you want?" "Because I know you want something. They don't call me unless they want. What you want?" She said, "I just called to just... I got something to tell you." I said, "What is it?" She said, "I got a surprise for you." And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what you cannot call Uncle Steve with is baby number 6. Because see, what you cannot do, that ain't finna be good for me because I've never hit a woman before, but I think I'm gonna fly to Cleveland and knock your ass smooth out. I'm gonna knock your ass dead in the forehead if you done had baby number 6. So I'm scared to death. I'm saying, "Okay, what is it?" She said, "Guess." Okay, see, ain't nobody got time for this here. You ever wonder why ignorant ass people always want you to guess something? We can't guess what's on your ignorant ass mind. I never guessed you'd have 5 damn kids, but guess what? So now I can't guess. I ain't got the time. It's like pulling a rabbit out my ass. I can't do it. I said, "Look, I don't feel like guessing what it, but I want you to guess. I ain't got time. I'm finna hang up." "Well, I'm gonna just tell you. I'm getting married." Now, before I could catch myself, I didn't even realize it. Soon as she said it, she said, "Well, I'm getting married." I said, "Who the fuck?" She said, "Uncle Steve, what did you say?" I said, "Good luck." Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm getting married. Who done signed up for this? What stupid ass boy that gonna write the name on this deal? 5 kids, 5 days. You know the drama that's finna happen in it. Boy, I said, "Man." So then I said, "Well, who you married?" She said, "You know him." I said, whoa. "What you mean I know him?" Now I'm thinking right away is one of my old ass partners that ain't never made it out the hood and done found a slick way to get up on Steve again. I'ma marry his niece, then I'll be able to talk to him. That's what I figured, cause only an old man will do some crazy mess like this. I said, "What you mean I know him?" I said, "Who is it?" "Guess." "I ain't got time for this. Who is it?" She said, "It's Lil Ricky." I said, Lil Ricky. "Wait a minute, hold on. You talking about Lil Ricky stay up the street?" Uh-huh. "Lil criminal ass Ricky? Ricky that be in jail all the damn time?" I said, "What you mean you mad Lil Ricky? Lil Ricky in jail right now. He got out Friday." "You mean he got out Friday?" "Yep, he got out Friday." I say, "But today is Tuesday." He asked me Saturday. Why the hell he going? I said, baby, listen to this. This man ain't got no job. You got these kids. He can't help you. He ain't going to be no benefit to you. He probably on probation or something. He on house arrest. He on house arrest. Now he can't go no damn where. Okay, now you finna marry a boy, can't go no damn where, ain't got no job, got a felony, gonna be hard to get a job. I said, baby, think about this for a minute. I just want you to be happy for me. I said, okay, cool. That's what you want? I'm happy for you. I got to go. She said, Uncle Steve, I just want one more thing. I was just wondering, it would mean a lot to me, and I don't want no money or nothing, but it would just mean a lot to me if you would just come to my wedding. All my ass. Y'all out there talking about, oh, all my ass. No, we see, Steve ain't going to this little ghetto ass wedding right here. What you ain't finna do is waste a Saturday of mine flying into town for some poverty-driven mess. You ain't got money for no damn wedding. I'm gonna fly in. Listen, if you ain't got money for a wedding, just get married. Don't have people coming all in from out of town for some bullshit. Cause that's all this fitting to be. So I said, baby, I ain't gonna make the wedding. I love you though. Hey, thanks. I'm click. I hung up. Now, you know, my wife, she don't really know that side of the family that good. So she hanging around. She said, who was that? I said, it was my niece. What she want? Told him she was getting married. She said, oh, okay. All right. Let's let this go. She said, well, what did she want? I said, she want me to come to the wedding. You going? Uh-uh. She said, well, baby, I think you should think about it. Okay, cool. About 2 weeks later, the phone rang again. Now, I done blocked 216 and 469. I got everything blocked. Now, you can't get me no more. So the phone rang is area code 205. So I figure, only person got my phone number, area code 205, that Birmingham, Alabama, that got to be my boy Ricky Smiley. So I pick up the phone. I say, yo, Rick, what's up? Hey, Uncle Steve. Fuck! Can't figure this out. I said, what is you doing calling me from area code 205? I got a track phone. You get any area code on it you want. I said, so what is it, baby? I was just calling back. We getting close. I was just wondering if you was gonna make it. I said, baby, I can't make it. I'm working that weekend. You don't even know when it is. I said, but I'm working every weekend though. I know, I saw it on the internet. You busy, you just on tour everywhere. Congratulations, Uncle Steve, you doing real good. I said, thank you, baby. Well, is you gonna come? I said, baby, I'm working every weekend. You just saw it on the internet, I ain't gonna be able to make it. It's on a Wednesday. You know, getting married on a damn Wednesday. You already know this finna be some ghetto mess right here. I told, so now I said, baby, look, I ain't gonna make it. I just can't do it. I'm working somewhere. Listen, baby, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you a vacation. You ain't never been outside of Cleveland. She ain't been nowhere. She ain't never been to Akron. Ain't been to Canton, Toledo. She ain't been outside the city of Cleveland. I said, I'm going to give you a vacation. You and little Ricky, I'm going to send y'all to Hawaii for 7 days. Oh, Uncle Steve. Ooh. Are we going to have to catch an airplane? Who don't know this? I said, yeah, baby, you're gonna have to catch it. I ain't never been on a plane before. Ooh, I'm excited. Oh, Uncle Steve, I got a problem though. I need a babysitter. And then she paused, like I'm finna raise my hand for this here. Ain't no way in hell I'm watching your kids. See, when you got 5 kids, you don't need a babysitter. For the week you gone, you need to put them kids in foster care. We got five kids, you gotta get their ass placed. You gotta put two over there, one cross down, one down. There ain't nobody finna watch five kids. So I said, baby, look, that's all I'm gonna be able to do. And okay, well, I sure wish wanted you to come. It would mean a lot to me. I said, okay, well, all right, holler at you, click. I get off the phone, my wife there. My wife beautiful, but pleasant personality. I never been this happy in my life. I never have known this. I'm telling you, she is the most beautiful thing ever happened to me. But she just, you know, she too damn nice. So I got off the phone, she said, so are you gonna go to the wedding? I said, baby, I'm not going to the wedding. She said, Steve, I really think you should go to the wedding. I said, I think you need to shut the fuck up. Because you don't know my family. This ain't no time for you to try to be a good Christian. Let it go. Let's just keep moving on. I really think we should go. Look, your family looks up to you. And you need to be there for them more. And we are going to go to this wedding. Because I would be highly disappointed in you if you do not go to your niece's wedding. So I'm weighing it out. Do I really care that she's highly disappointed in me? Because right now, I really don't give a damn. I'm gonna buy you a purse and some shoes and we gonna move on past this right here. Hell, I'll get you a car. But why has we got to go to Cleveland though? So I looked at her, I said, okay, all right, we going. When we get there, don't say nothing. We gonna go to the wedding.